Hey there, and welcome to the Living by Disney podcast. I am your host, Serena Lynn. Today, we're answering one of the most asked questions I get. When is the best time to visit Disney World? Let's get to it. Now, we all know that visiting Disney World can be a magical experience, but let's get real. Sometimes the crowds can definitely put a damper on the fun. So how do you choose the best time to visit? Well, it's not just about avoiding crowds. I mean, we all would love to feel like we have the parks to ourselves, but realistically, that's probably not going to happen. There just really isn't those type of low crowds anymore. And while super high crowd levels can make the parks a little bit challenging to navigate, there are other big issues that can affect what time you visit. The biggest one after the crowds is weather. I always say, I can do heat, I can do crowds, but I cannot do both. I feel like finding the best time to visit is about balancing those two factors, crowds and weather, while also considering special seasonal events that may be happening at certain times. Yes, we all know Disney is crowded during Christmas, but that's partly because there is so much amazing entertainment happening then and everyone wants to see it. Sometimes it is worth a little bit of extra crowds to experience special seasons or celebrations. But are there pockets of time where you can see those special things before those high crowd levels come in? That's the sweet spot. So we're going to be taking a more holistic approach to ranking the best and worst months to visit. Some months definitely have some downsides, but even those months can have great upsides too. So it's not just a matter of good and bad. Take August, for example, which isn't the best, but it's not the worst either. The heat is very intense, so on the weather standpoint, it is super hot. But the crowd levels are quite low because summer vacation demand has usually ended. And let's not forget about November and December, which have become busier, but are still really pleasant and fun months full of special activities. So in the podcast today, we're going to rank every month of the year for visiting Disney World based on all those factors that I think are important. And I'll take you through the pros and cons of each month so you can make an informed decision about when to plan your visit. And remember, there is no bad time to visit Disney World, right? It's all about managing your expectations. So without further ado, let's dive in and rank the months from worst to best. Let's start with number 12. This is the worst month, in my opinion, to visit, and that is July. Now, if you've been following me for a while, then you may have noticed that this is the month that I am in the parks the least. First, let's talk about the weather. Okay, the heat and the humidity reach an all-time high in July. And even though you could argue it's the same heat as August, the fact is August has low crowds and July does not. That is why July ranks dead last for me. You have crowds and you have heat. July tends to be one of the busiest months of the year at Walt Disney World. And while each year can vary, in general, it's summer vacation time. Most people are trying to vacation when their kids are out of school. So the increased crowd levels combined with the heat, humidity, and the certainty of daily rain makes July the least favorite month for me. Now, July does also have 4th of July, which isn't a huge attractor in terms of crowds. Maybe it's just because crowds are already high for most of July, so you don't really notice a spike just around July 4th, but you do get special fireworks shows at Magic Kingdom, and that is an amazing show. So there's a little bit of a silver lining to being there during that holiday. But in general, I feel like fireworks at Disney at any time are pretty amazing. I definitely wouldn't schedule a trip in July just for that show. That being said, once you plan for the realities of a summer trip, remember that even a rainy, crowded, hot day at Disney World is better than a perfect day at home, right? So if July is the only month you can visit, you can definitely make it worth. But in general, it's my least favorite month. Number 11 is April. spring break season. It's definitely a time in Disney World to be avoided if you can. Now, it changes a little bit depending on when Easter is each year, but basically the entire month of April is always going to have above average crowds, if not high max level crowds. And the weeks on either side of Easter are the worst. Trying to manage lines, trying to book your genies, trying to book your lightning lanes, it's going to be a challenge. Now, towards the end of April, after we get past the Easter season, it does improve. But in general, those time periods are so busy that April ranks pretty low for me. Now, the second half of the month is a little bit better, but it takes a lot of time for those Easter and spring break crowds to taper off. And every year is a little bit different in terms of when all the schools have their different breaks. So it's very unpredictable. In general, the month of April tends to be super crowded, and I would suggest you avoid it as a top pick. Next up, number 10 is June. In a typical year, June starts out a little bit slower, and then it just gets progressively bigger as schools get out and families begin to take their summer vacations. So crowds start at above average and they end super high by the end of June. Because it's a little bit of a ramp up into those crowds, that's why I put June as a little bit better than July, because the entire month doesn't have the peak high crowd levels. But in general, June stays pretty busy most of the month. And of course, another big downside to June is the weather. It's just a really hot month. You're going to get that daily rain. It's going to downpour every day while you're there. But if you have to pick a summer vacation month between June and July, I definitely like June a little bit better. July is by far the worst. Number 9 is March. Now, March is just like April. It can really vary based on exactly when Easter falls. And then you have Mardi Gras season. When Mardi Gras is happening in New Orleans, all of the people have off, and so they all come down to Disney World. And you wouldn't think it would be such a major increase in crowds, but it's substantial. Typically, March is going to have some spring break crowds that are going to prevent March from being an ideal scenario for visiting. Although we haven't gotten into the heat of summer yet, so from a weather standpoint, it's not too bad. Disney World is located in Orange County, and most of the time, Orange County's spring break is always in March. So all of the locals are going to be visiting Disney World during that time. So that's also going to increase your crowds. Like I said, on the plus side, the weather is much better in March. So if you need to visit in spring, March is definitely better than April. It has a little bit better weather, a little bit lower crowds than April does, and you get the Flower and Garden Festival, which is beautiful. So you can absolutely make March work, but it definitely has pockets of time where crowds are going to be probably a lot higher than you anticipated. Number 8 is August. I feel like it might be a bit of a surprise to have August coming in at number 8, because you might would think that August would be for sure the worst month to visit. And from just a weather standpoint, it is pretty miserable. But it's also about the same as July and about the same as September. So in that sense, from a weather standpoint, yes, it's very, very hot. But what August has that June and July don't is it has really low crowds, especially as the month goes on. So the very first week in August might have moderate crowds, but as the month goes on, they drop off significantly. And by the last 2 weeks in August, it is about as slow as it gets here. So everyone is starting to go back to school, or they're prepping for back to school. Families just aren't vacationing as much. And sometimes the heat keeps a lot of the locals away. So you end up with a scenario where, yes, it's very hot, but you can get really low crowds, and you can get some great specials too sometimes, because Disney is running discounts to bring more people in during that slow season. Another plus to August is that you will have Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. Even though it's August and it feels like the middle of summer, because it is, they actually start the Halloween parties early in the year. So you can come during a slow season and enjoy a special event on top of it. So it makes it a nice bonus. let's just take a quick moment and talk to you a little bit about our show sponsor, Mickey Travels. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I find the process of deciding family vacations to be a little bit stressful. It's a lot of pressure, especially for the person who is the planner in the family. Just deciding on a destination, making sure that everybody's going to like it, that they're going to be happy with what they're doing, that you won't regret the money that you're spending or the time that you're taking off. I just feel like there's a lot of pressure associated with it. And using an experienced travel agent can help so much with that process. If you're on the fence of trying to figure out exactly what type of vacation will fit you best, they can also help with that too. So it's not just, okay, I know I want to book this specific trip at this specific time. They can work with you to help make those decisions for you and make it a little bit easier for you to decide. Maybe if you're weighing two different options or you're trying to figure out the best time to go to a certain destination, you can take into account your individual circumstances and figure out the best vacation for you. There's just no substitute for that type of personal touch. We have so many resources on the internet. We can go and search for anything and get told any information that we want. But when it comes to true recommendations from a knowledgeable professional, that's just something that you can't replicate. You need that actual human touch from an expert who knows what they're talking about. And I highly recommend the travel agents at Mickey Travels. I've already heard back from many of you guys who are booking through them and have wonderful experiences to tell me about. So if you are looking to book your next trip, I highly recommend Mickey Travels. There is a link in our show notes, or you can go to mickeytravels.com and submit a quote request right there, and they will get right back to you. Okay, let's get back to our show. Number 7 is October. I used to rank October a little bit higher than I do now, but frankly, it's just getting more and more busy. There's a lot of holidays that happen then, a lot of school breaks, there's a lot of conventions and events then, and then Disney has put such a focus on Halloween season in the last few years, and it's become so popular that a lot of people come in October to experience Halloween and the fall season. But October still remains fairly warm, and it has pretty high crowds. So you can experience all of the activities that happen in October, the month before in September, without the crowds. So in general, October just doesn't give you anything that you can't have at a lower crowd time. Number 6 is February. So I used to rank February as the top month to visit. In fact, years back before I lived here, we used to often visit Disney World in February because it was such a low crowd season. Well, that's not really the case anymore. Over the last few years, February has seen really high crowds, up to the point where we no longer call them unusual to have those high crowds. It's just, this is February. And the crowds build throughout the month, peaking at President's Day weekend. That time period, President's Day weekend, and really the week that surrounds it, is now at the crowd level of Christmas week. It's that high. So it's very surprising to people who visit when they're not expecting the parks to be that busy in February. The very first week in February is okay if you need to visit then, but definitely as you get into the middle of the month, closer to Valentine's Day and President's Day, you're gonna see crowds get really, really high. The one good thing February has though is really pleasant weather. And you also get to take advantage of Epcot's Art Festival, which is really fun and my favorite festival at Epcot. So that definitely has some pros for February. It's not a bad month. Now we're at number 6 out of 12, so we're halfway. So it's about a 50%. You're going to have crowds, but you're going to get really good weather. So that's a pretty decent trade-off. Number 5 is May. May is one of those really surprising sort of sleeper picks for visiting Disney World because it's kind of shoulder season. You're in between the spring break Easter crowds and the summer crowds. And because of that turnover, May stays pretty quiet. The only thing you really have in May is Memorial Day. So towards the end of the month, you will see crowds pick up and you'll see a lot of locals be coming into the park for that week. But otherwise, most schools aren't out this early as it's getting towards the end of the school year. Most people aren't wanting to take their kids out of school. And we haven't hit the high heat levels of summer yet. So you've still got some decent lower humidity days that you can enjoy. And you also still have the Flower and Garden Festival happening during May too. So if you're coming from a place that's colder, you're going to feel like you get a summer preview by visiting us in May. Okay, now we're getting to the really good months, okay? Are you listening? Because these are my top 4 months to visit Disney World. Number 4 is September. Every single month that was once off season has seen higher crowds in recent years, with one exception, September. For whatever reason, September consistently stays very low crowds. In fact, September sees some of the lowest crowds of the entire year. People aren't wanting to vacation. They aren't wanting to take their kids out of school. Locals are busier. There's no big special event that's happening then. We do have Mickey's Not So Scary. We're in the midst of our holiday season, but we also start that in August. So a lot of locals have already been to visit it by the time September rolls around. And many people are waiting until October to visit to really feel like they get close to that Halloween vibe of October. Labor Day can get a little busy that one weekend, but the whole rest of the month is super quiet. You are going to have the lowest crowd levels you will have. Now, I will tell you, it is still going to be very hot. Our September is basically the same weather as August. So August and September are 2 hottest months. You're going to be dealing with the heat, but the excellent trade-off of having super low crowds can make September a really good sleeper pick. The other downside of September is the storm season that you're going to get, but I think that's another thing that keeps people away from visiting in September, and it can be an advantage for you if you're willing to risk it. And again, you still have 2 big events. You have Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party that's going on select nights at Magic Kingdom, and you have the Food and Wine Festival at Epcot. So you're getting 2 special events for the lowest crowds of the year, and the trade-off is the heat. So as long as you can prepare for that, add in more water park, add in more pool time, take those breaks in the hottest part of the day, you can totally make September work for you. And the last advantage to September is they often have specials. Because it is low season, Disney will offer special discounts for September, especially room-only discounts. So look out for those if you're planning on visiting that month. Okay, number 3. Now, here's my top 3. My top 3 months, okay? If I would visit Disney World any month, these are the top 3. Number 3 is December. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, you can't visit in December. December's nuts because it's Christmas. Well, here's the thing. Really, the entire month of December is not crazy. It's just the last 2 weeks. For the first 2 weeks of December, crowds stay pretty moderate. What December has is an amazing holiday season. You're going to get to experience all of the events and all of the special things that they do for the holidays. And let me tell you, nobody does the holidays like Disney. I mean, every single resort is fully decked out, every park, there's so many special things happening. Everything looks beautiful and there's lights everywhere, and it's just so super festive. If you haven't ever experienced Disney during the holidays, it's an amazing thing to do, and it can be worth dealing with crowds because, frankly, it's just that good. It's really extra magical. And the first 2 weeks of December are really not bad. And even if you do decide to visit in the last 2 weeks of December, I still say it's totally worth it. Now, you have to know what you're getting into. You're not going to have your huge checklist of to-do items. Like, you're going to have a lot of crowds. Have a lot of people to deal with. There's going to be wait times for everything, right? So you kind of have to factor that into it and expect that. I think that it can be a really good option for people who visit Disney World regularly and don't feel the pressure to do absolutely everything, every single attraction, but they're more interested in experiencing the special things that only happen during the season. If that's your focus, is like the special entertainment and the options that are happening then you can totally have an amazing time. And most of those special things don't have wait times attached to them. Last year, crowds didn't get bad until like December 19th or 20th. So there was a good portion of the month that stayed really nice and moderate crowd levels. If this is the time that works well for you and you've wanted to experience the holidays, definitely don't rule out December. Number 2, my second favorite month to visit Disney World is January. Now, this is the coolest month to visit, mainly because you have the perfect blend of everything. You have low crowds, you have amazing weather, and you have great seasonal events. So you're literally going to get every box checked off. January stays really low in crowds. The first couple of days of the year after New Year's, you're going to still see high crowds as the holiday visitors are still there, but they start to drop off very quickly. Lately, Disney's been doing their Run Disney events. They usually have a big marathon in January. So you want to avoid the Run Disney weekend and Martin Luther King weekend. But outside of those, January has low crowds, pleasant weather, and you're going to get to experience Epcot Festival of the Arts, which is my favorite Epcot festival. It's just so much fun. You get to really enjoy an Epcot festival without feeling like you're dying of heat. What a concept. Okay, are you ready? Are you ready for my very top pick? If you've been paying attention, you already know by process of elimination what it is. But my favorite month to visit Disney World is November. November is very similar to December. So you have little pockets of time that stay busier, like Thanksgiving Day weekend, right? But in general, early to mid-November is the best time to visit Disney World. And the very last week after Thanksgiving, it's amazing. So 3 out of 4 weeks in November are going to have very moderate crowds, very moderate weather, and you get all of the Christmas entertainment. Everything that Disney does for the holidays is going to be in place for November. So as soon as Halloween's over, they transition everything over. Sometimes Epcot waits until their food and wine festival is wrapped up, and it usually ends sometime in November. So depending on when you visit, you might have a little bit of food and wine festival happening, or you might get the transition where it goes into the Festival of the Holidays. Either way, you're going to have some sort of festival happening at Epcot that you can enjoy. November and December are very similar, but because December gets those really high crowds towards the end of the month, that puts November in a slightly higher ranking to me. It's just a fantastic time to visit. And again, you get all the festivities that Disney has to offer. And there's just so much. Like, I don't think people understand how much they go all out for the holiday season. Every single resort, every place you go, all of the extra entertainment, it's really, really a ton of fun. And if you've never visited during the holidays, you're going to get a totally different experience than you do at any other time of the year. So it can just make your Disney trip full of all new experiences that you've maybe never done before, which I think is really cool. So let's recap these. Let's start with number one now, the best to the worst. So my favorite month to visit Disney World is November, followed by January, then December, then September, then May, February, October, August, March, June, April, and the worst is July. Now again, no bad month to visit Disney World. As always, I feel like a bad day at Disney is better than a good day anywhere else. But if you're in the planning process and you're trying to find those pockets of time, there's never an entire month that we stay low crowds, but there's pockets of time within a month. And the way I've ranked them is that the months that have the most pocket of time where it stays low, I ranked those months higher. So you have a really good chance of visiting in those months and having a great experience. Everybody feels differently about this. So I handle crowds really well. Obviously, I do it on a regular basis. I'm used to navigating Disney all the time. So I've developed a really high tolerance for crowds. If you are someone who really struggles with crowds, then you need to really look at the months that have the lower crowd and rank those higher for you. If you are somebody that really struggles with heat, that being out in the sun and the heat is a deal breaker for you, you're going to be cranky, you're not going to enjoy it, you're going to be exhausted, and it's going to really impact your trip, then you need to really factor in the months that have the more moderate temperatures. And maybe for you, it's worth visiting in a month that's more busy, but is known to have really good weather. You're going to have a better experience. That's me. I would rather visit at a higher crowd time, but have better weather. If I have to have one or the other, that's how I would rank them personally. But everybody's a little bit different. in general, there are pockets of time that are quieter and slower here, but no matter what, even if you visit at a 10 out of 10 in a crowd level, if you have a good plan, if you know what you're doing, and if you've planned in advance and made your little bookings, you got your dining reservations, you studied your genie, you know what you're doing, you are going to be ahead of 90% of the people that are visiting. So don't sweat it. You're going to still have a great time. A good plan can make the high crowd levels completely doable. So don't worry if the only time you can visit is a higher crowd time. Plans can make the crowds doable. There is nothing you can do about the weather. So if you have to do one or the other, my personal opinion is try to visit when it's not crazy hot, because there's nothing you can do about that. But a good plan and you can manage the crowds 100%. I hope this list has helped you figure out exactly when you want to visit and get a better sense of what happens as the year goes on and all of the different seasons Disney has. There's always something happening here, and I feel like it's really nice to plan to visit at different times. If you always visit the same time of year every single year, you're always going to have the same experience. So try to think about planning for a different month, because you're going to have a totally different experience and you're going to get to see a totally different side of Disney. As always, thank you so much for listening. This is a rare solo episode for me today, but I do have more strategy podcasts coming. I'm getting a lot of requests for Genie, and that's a complicated thing to break down, especially just in audio. But I've got some ideas to come, so we definitely will be doing more of that. And for sure, we have some Genie strategy stuff coming for YouTube, because I do think video allows you to show it a little bit better and make it a little simpler to break down. Because frankly, it's complicated and it takes some time to simplify it. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe or follow to the show, and we will see you next week. Bye-bye. Hey, thanks so much for listening today. The Living by Disney podcast is produced by me, Serena Lynn, in partnership with Mickey Travels. If you can just take a quick sec, make sure that you're subscribed to the show, or I think it's called following on Apple. That would be great. And if you enjoyed it, if you can take just a minute to leave us a review wherever you're listening, that really, really helps us out, especially being a new show. You can follow along with our park adventures on all the social media networks, Living by Disney, or on livingbydisney.com. We'll see you next time.